something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. What's your snacking on?
Come on and slam, and welcome to the jam, snack fans.
Come on and slam, and welcome to Tim Tam.
That's right, everybody. Hey, you, what you gonna do? This is Snack Situation. It's the podcast where I, Chris Sims, and my good friend, Mr. Matt Wilson, we eat snacks.
That's right.
It's still weird that we do this.
Look, it happened organically. We used to just eat snacks as a thing to do before we watched a movie. And then it became the hottest segment in all of podcasting. And then it became the hottest spinoff podcast in all of podcasting. And, you know, we didn't have any control over it. It controlled itself. And that's just how it is. And people send us snacks like this very episode. And we have to do them justice.
That's true. And we are once again going international. Thanks to our good buddy, Lucas Brown.
Internacional, as they say down in Australia.
Yep, that's it. You got it, Matt.
Yes, Lucas Brown, down in Australia, down under, in the Southern Hemisphere, he sent us another set. This is the third set of Tim Tams, Arnott's Tim Tams. And these are a special kind, Chris. Do you want to describe what is special about the Tim Tam Slams?
All right. So this required us to get a WikiHow page, which is amazing, and which we should definitely link in the show notes. So the Tim Tam Slam is apparently a thing that you do in Australia, where you take a Tim Tam, you bite off the ends, and then you suck a drink through a straw, like coffee or hot chocolate.
Well, you suck a drink through the Tim Tam as if it were a straw.
As if it were a straw. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. Look, yeah. I'm staring at these WikiHow pictures, and you know how WikiHow pictures are. So the Arnott's company has noticed that this is a thing people love to do with their Tim Tams. So they've made a special line of Tim Tams called Tim Tam Slams.
That's right.
And the deal with these is that they are filled. So what you're supposed to do is bite off the ends, suck out the filling, and then use it as a straw to sip your coffee.
Yes. On the package of each of these, we have three varieties of Tim Tam Slams. We are told that they are designed to slam.
The design is, I would buy a t-shirt with the Design to Slam insignia on it.
It's like kind of a gold circle with a cup of coffee on it, and what looks like a Tim Tam going into it, and then kind of around it, it says Design to Slam. Also, each package has the slogan, Bite, Sip, Slam on it. But one thing that is very interesting is a different word is emphasized on each package. On one package, it's bite that's bigger than the other words. On another one, it's sip. And on another one, it's slam. I don't know. It seems like with each of these, you're being told a different thing to do more enthusiastically than the other two. Also, I think we noticed this on the other Tim Tams we had. This has a health star rating.
Uh-huh.
Out of five, it's 0.5.
Not great.
Not great. Not really any slamming information on the back of the package.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, like, it would be like having instructions on how to dunk an Oreo, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, whether to take the top off the Oreo and eat the cream first or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, Lucas sent these to us from Australia. They do have a best before date of... Sorry. It's actually July 31st, 2019.
Yeah.
I was confused by the fact that the day is first and not the month. So we're good. Yeah. We're good. We're all good.
Anywhere that's not America, the day is first, not the month.
All right. People don't like that about America. But here's the thing. when you say the date, you say April 2nd. You say month day.
If you're American.
What, do they say 2nd April in other places?
They do. Okay,
I did not know that. That's weird.
If you watch BBC, they'll say, tragedy today for Theresa May as her Brexit plan has failed yet again in Parliament on today, 1st April. That's what they'll say.
All right.
They'll say, coming up next on 1st April, Mitchell and Webb.
That's okay. That's weird, though, because that makes it sound like there's multiple Aprils, not multiple days.
I love the BBC announcer voice, especially when they are, it's like the credits of one show are rolling,
mm-hmm.
and they're announcing the next show that's coming on. It's like, coming up next, all your friends are back. On the ship that's lost. That's right, Red Dwarf.
It's good stuff. So you want to have a Tim Tam? Now,
no.
It seems a little complicated to me. Because what you're supposed to do is bite off diagonally opposite ends.
Yeah, it's...
But it seems like it would be easier to just, you know...
Bite
off the end.
On the end? Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll do it diagonally or try.
Yeah, might as well.
I'm going to suggest... That we go in the order of the word bite emphasized.
Bite, sip,
the word
slam, yes. I was
sip emphasized, the word slam emphasized. So bite is emphasized on the dark chalk and sticky raspberry flavor.
Now, Matt, what are you Tim Tam slamming with today?
I have some iced coffee.
Iced coffee, okay, cool.
That's right.
Now, I did hear from Lucas that there is a problem with you if you have hot coffee like I do of... It can ruin the integrity of the Tim Tam. But like I did not have any iced coffee handy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. All right. I'm going to bite the ends off of this Tim Tam.
I have a hot coffee in my newest mug, which is a National Park Service mug.
Well, that's I can imagine it in my head right now.
All right. We're biting in. We're starting with we haven't actually said the flavors. This is dark chalk and sticky raspberry.
Yeah, I think we'll announce the flavors as we go.
All right, here we go. Cheers.
Here we go. Cheers. Okay, not too hard to do a diagonal.
I don't think I've got a space
I don't,
with which
I,
to...
I don't think I do either.
Man, nothing doing.
Oh, I've got it on one end, not the other. Let me bite in a little further.
All right, I'm going to take a second shot.
There we go. Okay. I'm going to try to sip. Hey, it worked.
Yeah? I can't seem to get mine to work.
I got mine to work. I will say, if you do it, you don't taste coffee at all.
Mm-hmm.
You just taste Tim Tam.
Yeah. Matt, I could not get the slam to happen.
It's not the most intuitive experience.
No, I don't know how anyone came up with this.
It's kind of a cool feeling when you do it.
Well, I tried twice with two Tim Tams, and I was not able to pull it off.
I made it happen.
I will say, though, the Tim Tams are quite good.
I like these a lot, yeah.
Yeah, they're extremely tasty.
All right, let's go to number two.
All right.
Maybe you'll have more luck with these.
I hope so.
This is chalk malt and sticky caramel.
Now, you went diagonal, right?
I went diagonal, yes. I did have to take a second bite on one side.
Okay.
To get to the tunnel.
Okay.
Because the first time it was not there. Okay, this is an interesting different color.
The other one is dark chocolate.
Yeah,
this is chalk malt and sticky caramel.
Chalk malt. Okay. Second flavor title that has the word sticky in it, which is an interesting choice. All right, here we go. Biting first. All right, that one came out pretty clean.
Let's see. I got a little bit of coffee in there. That's damn good, actually.
All right, I got a little sip. I don't like these as much as the last one.
I actually was able to get some coffee through it this time.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, these are the bomb.com. It is tough to figure out the proper way to do it. I imagine it will come with practice.
Yeah. These are... I feel like these are designed for people with a bit of experience. Biting, sipping, and slamming.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'm not clear on is how sipping is different from slamming.
Well, the slam is when you then eat the soaked Tim Tam.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I gotcha. Finally, we have chalk hazelnut and gooey caramel.
So we had sticky caramel, now we have gooey caramel.
Gooey caramel and chalk hazelnut. What does Arnott's have against spelling out the entire word chocolate?
Who knows? Alright, here we go. I'm gonna try and get this one bit.
A lot of hazelnut flavor in this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the hazelnut flavor is slightly fakey. I'm not, like, totally wild about it.
No, with hot coffee, this thing does melt rapidly. Pretty good. Pretty enjoyable. I'm going to try this one more time, see if I can get a good, clean, tunnel-y Tim Tam slam.
All right. I was able to sip through that one, too. With iced coffee, I don't know what your experience with the hot coffee is. With iced coffee, it totally dulls the flavor of the coffee.
Yeah, I'm not getting a lot of coffee flavor when I do it.
Yeah.
But it's very enjoyable, I think.
So here's my take.
Mm-hmm.
We started on the best and ended on the worst.
I actually, Matt, I have to disagree.
Okay.
I actually think, of all of them, I liked chalk malt and sticky caramel the best. But I think they were very comparable in quality all the way through.
I thought there was a pretty wide gulf.
Interesting.
I thought dark chalk and sticky raspberry was by far the best of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Chalk malt and sticky caramel was pretty good, and chalk hazelnut and gooey caramel outright bad.
Yeah, I have to disagree. I actually quite liked all three. I really liked the chocolate hazelnut.
There's something about the hazelnut flavor in the chocolate hazelnut that strikes me as kind of fake, and I can't quite get past that.
Here's the question I have for you, Matt.
Okay.
We have done the Tim Tam Slam.
We have.
We have read the WikiHow.
We have.
We have. Maybe I was getting not diagonal enough. Maybe. But we have now experienced it. We've tried it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Tim Tam Slam in any way more rewarding or enjoyable than just dunking a Tim Tam in your coffee?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Because, like, if you don't know about Tim Tams, they're, what, like, 2 inches long? It's not, like...
They're not long enough. Especially if you're going to put it in, like, a big cup of iced coffee.
Yeah, I have a pretty full cup of coffee, and I had to, like, I mean, I'm sure you heard my, look, that was not me hitting God's green. That was me trying to drink some coffee through a Tim Tam.
Well, I had to, like, angle my coffee cup toward me so that the coffee would come close enough to the top of the cup that I could get the Tim Tam in there.
Exactly.
To sip through it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's an interesting thing you can do with a Tim Tam. And look, we're a very pro Tim Tam podcast.
Sure. I just think, like, look, people can do what they want.
If it makes you happy.
But for the sake of convenience, I would much rather just dunk a Tim Tam in some coffee. Plus, this may be me showing my true colors here. But if you dunk a Tim Tam whole into your coffee, you're going to get a little transfer of chocolate into your coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be like disaster time where like hunks of cookie are now in your coffee. When you do the Tim Tam slam, like I got debris in here now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that in my coffee.
Matt, that is a very you thing to say.
Yeah. I don't want debris. I don't want coffee debris.
No. Cookies and coffee must be separate, saith Matt Wilson.
I want my coffee to taste like coffee. And now I'm drinking it, and it tastes, like, weird and different. Yeah, I don't know, man. I like the cookies themselves. The act of slamming, I don't need it in my life.
Yeah, the slamming is it's a step too far, right?
I mean, I understand why Arnott's made these, because the fans had spoken, you know? They were already doing this.
It's a very fun idea.
It's not for me. It's not for me. But if the kids like to do it, more power to them.
Oh my God, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
This is like cookie vaping.
Fuck. You're right. This is like Juul with a cookie.
Yeah, that's why the kids like it.
You don't get to blast any sweet cotton after you do it.
That's
what it is quite similar to the act of vaping. You are correct.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So here's my question for you. I have a couple questions.
All right.
Lucas sent us also some other Australian snacks.
Yeah.
Do you want to do those real quick as a bonus or no?
There's only four. I think we could. Or I think we could save them for next time. Because I feel like this was pretty robust. Like, doing the Tim Tam Slam is pretty robust.
That's true. I just did want to say the words cherry ripe, which is a name that someone thought was appropriate for a candy.
There's cherry ripe. There's also a cherry ripe dark ganache.
Mm-hmm.
Those are Cadbury products. There's caramel M&Ms, which I think we have those.
We have those, but I wonder if they're different or if they're just new to Australia.
The one I'm most interested in is the Whitaker's Toasted Coconut Slam. Slab. I'm stuck on slam.
I have some bad news. Aiden ate that.
She ate your coconut slab?
She did. She ate a bite of it, and then I had a bite of it. But she was like, I'm going to eat this.
So you've had a bite. You can draw on your memory of it.
Yeah, I will say, it's quite good.
It looks good. I like the shape of it.
Yeah.
It's like a gold bar. But I think we save these for next time.
Okay. Then perhaps we shall revisit Australia in another Snack Situation International.
Let's not overdo it in an episode. I think sometimes I have the bad habit of wanting to overstuff these, and I'm going to get over that.
That's right. It's a snack, not a meal.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Now, here's my other question. Are we going to rank these as three individual flavors?
I think we have to.
Okay. Are we going to rank the act of Tim Tam slamming?
Well, that's not a snack. That's an act.
But it's a snack act.
It's a snacked.
Yes. And it is a different... It is a different... mouth experience.
I could have gone my whole life without hearing you say the words mouth experience. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, buddy.
I mean, you have a point. I guess we should rank the act of Tim Tam slamming. I don't think we have to rank three separate Tim Tam slams. I feel like it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, no, I honestly, that is my biggest problem with Tim Tam slamming, is that I didn't even notice a big difference in taste in the Tim Tams themselves.
Well, because once you have gotten the filling out, you're just sucking coffee through a chocolate cookie. That's melting in your hand, yeah. So it's not going to be that different. You're just going to get like a burst of chocolate with a little bit of coffee in it, and that's it. So I think Tim Tam slamming, the snacked, we'll rank that, and then we'll rank the three flavors of biscuits.
All right. Tim Tam slamming was a hassle.
It was a hassle.
But I would much rather try this again than touch a McDonald's donut stick.
Fair. And I'll say this. When you do it, you do have like that kind of rush. It like releases some endorphins or something.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just like it takes some setup and some engineering to get it.
When you do it the first time, after that first time, it's kind of like there's a diminishing returns, you know? But when you do it the first time, you're like, oh shit, I did it. I drank coffee through this cookie. And then I feel, the more you do it, the less appealing it is.
I feel like it is comparable to the act of eating Halloween Crunch.
Which also is a diminishing returns kind of deal, right?
Extremely diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Like the Tim Tam Slam is not the Witch's Brew Frappuccino, which starts out bad and gets worse. It's just, it's complicated.
Okay, do you think that the act of Tim Tam slamming is better than coconut and lychee Tim Tams?
I thought coconut and lychee Tim Tams were good, but not exceptional. And Matt, and to be fair, I know you've been a little negative on Tim Tam slamming, but you know that I am someone who likes a goofy, weird coffee candy thing.
You love a gimmick.
I love a gimmick, especially where coffee and candy are concerned.
Okay, I think near Halloween Crunch is good. Is a good spot. Do you think it goes above or below Halloween Crunch?
I know it doesn't go above Sweets from the Philippines, so the novelty of it makes me like it more than Euro Snacks, for sure. But I think I would rather, like, when October rolls around again, I'll probably see a box of Halloween Crunch and be like, oh, I should get that. So I think it goes right below Halloween Crunch.
Okay, then the act of Tim Tam slamming goes between Halloween Crunch and Euro Snacks. The snacked.
The snacked.
Okay, so let's rank the flavors. I really enjoyed the dark chalk and sticky raspberry flavor.
I actually did too. I think it's a very comparable flavor to the
Black Forest.
The Black Forest Tim Tams, but yep. I liked it more. I really did.
I actually did too. I really like the Black Forest Tim Tams. I think the raspberry and dark chalk is better. I think it is probably better than M&M cookies and Scream.
Probably so. It's not as good as Lil Boosie's Louisiana Heat chips.
I mean, I would disagree on that, but I will defer. I know it's not better than Thin Mints. That I know for sure.
I think those Louisiana Heat chips were good.
But the only flavor was heat.
But it was a good heat.
It was a good heat. Okay. I will defer. I will allow it to go between Lil Boosie's Louisiana Heat chips and a regular McDonald's McCafe coffee.
Okay. Tim Tam Slams. That's the dark chalk. Misspelled dark. Chalk and sticky raspberry.
Sticky icky.
Now, this is where I think we're going to have some controversy, Matt.
With the chalk malt and sticky caramel?
Yeah, because I liked this one was my favorite of all.
I like it fine. I think coming right after the kind of flavor burst, I think what really appealed to me about the dark chalk and sticky raspberry is that there was a lot of flavor to it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The chalk malt and sticky caramel is what you would expect. It's standard Tim Tamming.
Yeah, and it is, to be fair, I feel like it is very comparable to the salted caramel and vanilla Tim Tams, or
yeah,
like other Tim Tams we have had. But I do think, you know, those are fairly high on the list, and I feel like they're very good.
Salted caramel and vanilla, I think, is exactly the spot. Because it's almost exactly salted caramel and vanilla in a slightly different configuration.
I would suggest putting this above it because it does have the interesting, like, gooey core to it.
Okay.
Gives it a different texture.
I would say do not put it above Manicho.
All right. That's fair.
And I had all those bags of wrap snacks for a while after we did that. And I ate that whole fucking bag of Migos white cheddar with the Dabber Ranch chips.
Uh-huh.
They were good as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I actually ate the whole bag of the popcorn, too. It got better. Okay. I'm going to be adamant that Chalk Hazelnut and Gooey Caramel is the worst of the bunch.
Okay. That's fine, because we do have these in a pretty – they're pretty close together.
Yeah.
All things considered. My question is, how far down are you willing to go? I know you like Black Forest more.
I like Black Forest more. I like the act of Tim Tam slamming more.
Wow. Okay. Now, Grippo's salt and vinegar were fine, but disappointing.
They were fine. Here's the thing. These had what I consider to be a fakey hazelnut flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's enough product in the world with a hazelnut flavor that is smooth and beautiful and delicious. We live in a world where you can buy Ferrero Rocher and have a real hazelnut and, you know, hazel, like, that is a delicious hazelnut treat. If you're going to go hazelnut, you got to be that good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to, like, develop just some kind of, like, hazelnut-adjacent fake flavor, you're barking up the wrong tree, my man. You know?
Nutella didn't seem that fakey to me.
Nutella is here. Nutella, I could go get it off my shelf and just eat it off a knife right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel kind of strongly about it. I will say this. Still better than McDonald's Donut Sticks.
Yeah. Fair. Where do you think it compares to the coconut and lychee?
I think right below.
Tim Tams.
Right below Tim coconut and lychee Tim Tams. Which I remember also having a little bit of a fakey flavor. I think the coconut was a little fakey.
Yeah. So where do you want to put it?
directly below Tim Tam's Coconut and Lychee.
Okay. Chalk, hazelnut, and gooey caramel. So we prefer sticky caramel to gooey caramel.
I mean, I don't... My preference has nothing to do with the caramel. In this case. I mean, it happened to shake out that way. But merely a coincidence. Also, I'm having a hell of a hard time getting the package for the hazelnut one closed again. The sleeve is just sticking out of the packaging, and I cannot get it back in there. Oh, there it goes. Finally got it back. Okay. So that's it. We Tim Tam slammed.
We did. We did indeed.
We came, we saw, we slammed.
What's your second on? What's your second on?
Thanks once again to Lucas Brown for sending those over. Highly enjoyable flavors, even if the act of Tim Tam slamming was a bit complicated for our large American hands. Our clumsy meat hooks.
You know what I bet it is? We're in the Northern Hemisphere, where when you flush a toilet, it goes counterclockwise instead of clockwise.
Mm-hmm. The Coriolis effect.
Exactly. I'm sure the same effect occurs when you try to Tim Tam slam.
That's right. These are made for the coffee to go up in a particular spiral.
Like, perhaps we should have gone on the other diagonal than the one we went on to get that exact kind of correct spin. We didn't even account for being in the Northern Hemisphere.
It's on us. It's on us.
Again, though, once you figure out how to do it and you get that coffee through the cookie the first time, it is a bit exhilarating. You're like, I'm drinking coffee. Through a Tim Tam.
Through a cookie.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But yeah, fun times. And again, it's interesting to not just eat an international snack, but to indulge in another country's snack tradition.
Yeah, we're learning about culture.
And that's the whole point of snack situation, learning.
That's right. Finally, we're diving into the mores and traditions of another culture.
Well, good day.
We'll be back next month with yet another Australian snack special. You already know what we have. We have 4 chocolate bars from Australia. So we'll be trying those. And we hope to see you then. Well, we won't see you. We hope you hear us then. That's really how this works.
Join us, won't you?
Chris, do you have any parting words for our grand listeners?
I don't think so, Matt, but once again, the Arnott's Corporation, they're pushing the boundaries, and they're making good cookies, and that's all you can ask.
Chris, there's a thing you say at the end of the show that I was trying to get you to say. Could you say that, please?
Oh, yeah, I was getting to it. I was just giving a final thought.
Okay.
Jeez. Until next time, everybody, stay hungry.
What's your second on?
This has been a Kaleidos Media production.